This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Democratic presidential race makes a stop in Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. Another debate as that contest gets ever more fraught. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, coming off his big win in New Hampshire, has a lot of big plans for new social programs. Big, expensive social programs that, according to Sanders anyway, Wall Street is going to help pay for. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has a look at how that's going to work.
Sanders' critics call many of his policies, like free tuition at public colleges, unrealistic. During his victory speech in New Hampshire this week, he spoke to them directly.
I will tell you how we're going to pay for it. We're going to impose a tax on Wall Street speculation.
He wants a sales tax on trades, 50 cents for every $100 traded. Robert Polin is an economics professor at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He hasn't been working with the Sanders campaign, but co-wrote a paper that lays out the so-called Robin Hood tax.
The idea that we're going to tax Wall Street trading and, in Bernie Sanders' proposal, use the money to fund free college education is, I think Robin Hood would get behind that.
The idea for a financial transaction tax, or FTT, isn't new. It's been around for decades. It does reduce that speculation that Sanders mentioned, and high-frequency trading becomes less frequent. We know this because taxes like this already exist.
I don't think the UK stock market is, you know, a paragon of beauty, but it functions. It functions more or less as the US market does, and they operate with a tax.
These transaction taxes are becoming a lot more common, so it's harder to hide from them.
Jared Bernstein is a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He supports an FTT, but thinks the one Sanders is proposing is a bit high.
We don't know that it's too high. What we do know is that it's higher than most of the other FTTs out there and higher than the kinds of proposals that we typically see.
If you go too high, companies just won't trade on your exchange anymore. Stephen Rosenthal is with the Tax Policy Center.
That happened to Sweden several decades ago when it introduced a very large transaction tax. The trade simply moved to the UK and other jurisdictions.
Which is what many opponents of the tax worry would happen here. The US actually already has a tiny one.
We collect a small fee to fund the SEC. The tax would be much larger, but it would be collected presumably in the same way.
And that tax to fund the Securities and Exchange Commission is paid by investors large and small.
So administratively, this is pretty easy. Politically, though, the matter is much harder.
Because lots of people like the idea of taxes on Wall Street, not so much taxes on my street. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.